Focus on what God says, not how you feel. Focus on what God says, not how you think. You must change your focus.
Dr. Tony Evans says allowing yourself to be distracted from God has its consequences.
What you are focusing on will determine what will control you.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. We often pray to God to help us get out of difficult situations or circumstances. But today, Dr. Evans will talk about the kind of prayer that can help us avoid them altogether. Let's join him.
The story is told of a minister who was in a hurry to make a meeting on time. When he arrived at the facility where the meeting was going to take place, there were no parking spaces available, and he really needed to be on time. The only space that had an opening was a no parking place. He pulled into the no parking area and parked his car. He wrote a note on the car. Desperately needed to get to the meeting on time. Forgive us our debts. He came back a few hours later and found a second note on his car from a police officer. I've been traveling this area for 10 years. If I do not give you a ticket, I could lose my job. Lead us not into temptation. We come to this next line in the Lord's Prayer. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. We are to hallow his name. We are to submit to his rule, thy kingdom come. We are to honor his will, and that qualifies us to receive his provision of daily bread. While we exercise forgiveness to others that we wish to receive for ourselves. And now he says, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. This line in the Lord's Prayer is a request for protection. So this is a request to be protected from the devil. To understand that, you must understand that when the devil brought sin into the world, he not only affected people, he infected and affected the systems of this world. So whether you're talking about an educational system, an environmental system, an economic system, a political system, a human system, a nutritional system. Whatever systems exist in the world, including our own humanity, has been infiltrated by the virus of satanic influence leading to sin. So you and I need to be protected from every kind of influence that the devil has in every system to which he is associated, and he is associated with every system that exists. We have disease because of sin. We have murder because of sin. We have emotional breakdown because of sin. It comes in all of these ways, affecting all of these systems that affect all of our well-being, so you need protection. He says, lead us not into temptation. Now, the concept of temptation in Scripture can be positive or negative. When we try to make the distinction, we use the word trials to describe positive, and we use the word temptation, and generally we mean something negative. What God leads you into are trials. Trials are adverse circumstances, negative things that happen that are designed to develop you spiritually. A trial is a negative event that God causes or God allows, but every trial is only for one purpose, And that is to grow you spiritually, to mature you spiritually, to drive you to God at another level, and to take you to the next spiritual place God has for you. But if God let it through to you and you are wanting to walk with God, assume it's a trial. That's a trial. The Bible is clear in Isaiah 38, verse 17. Your afflictions are for your good. 1 Peter 1, verses 6 and 7. In a trial, God is calling your faith to the witness stand. See, you can say amen in church all you want, but he puts you on trial. And when he puts you on trial, he wants to see what your testimony is like now. He wants to see whether your testimony on the stand of your trial is the same as your testimony in the service, when you are listening to the sermon, singing the song, and getting your praise on. So a trial is designed to develop you. Now, a temptation by the devil is designed to defeat you. God is designed the negative experience to develop you. Satan brings temptation in order to defeat you spiritually and separate you, you'll see what I mean in a moment, further from God. Now, here is the problem. Trials and temptations often happen around the same event. In other words, most of the things we deal with is not a trial over here and a temptation over there. Now, we know certain things, you know, they're just so obvious that they're temptations. But what Satan does is he piggybacks on a trial to try to turn it into a temptation. He will take something legitimate and try to take a legitimate and make it illegitimate. He'll take food and try to turn it into gluttony. He'll take sex and try to turn it into immorality. He'll take money and turn it into greed or theft or debt. So he will take something that God makes legitimate, mix with it, messes with it, to turn a trial that God wanted to develop us into a temptation in order to defeat us. So you say, well, I don't know whether this is a trial or a temptation. Assume it's both. Because God will often use the devil for a trial. And when God uses the devil for a trial, the devil takes God's use of him for a trial to try to use it for himself for a temptation. Did you follow me? God will use the devil for a trial. You don't believe me? Matthew chapter 4, verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord led Jesus into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. The Spirit of the Lord led the Son of God into the dry place of testing in order for the devil to tempt him. So God put Jesus in Satan's territory for Satan to mess with Jesus. God's goal was to show Jesus passing the test. Satan's goal was to make Jesus fail the test. But it was the same test at the same time in the same place. Job chapter 1. Satan said the only reason Job serves you is because you give him stuff. You take away his stuff, and I bet you he will curse you. God says, I'm going to let you test him. But Satan tempted him. He tempted him to curse God. Job was being tested by God. Are you going to praise me when things aren't going well? Are you going to praise me when things are going left? Or are you going to let my test that I allowed Satan to tempt cause you to curse me? So when life hits you and you're being tested and tempted, the question is, which way are you going to go? Are you going to go with God as a test or with Satan as a tempt? Because they often both happen at the same time. So then, what God is after is seeing in a test how serious your commitment is, and to, when you pass the test, take you to the next spiritual level. Satan simultaneously will use that or something else in order to drive a wedge between us and the Lord so that we do not have the full presence and power of him with us. So Yes, I hate to tell you this, but God does use the devil to grow you. And so he says, lead us not into any situation we can't handle. That's what lead us not into temptation means. Don't put me, don't give me a trial where I will be overrun by a temptation. Well, now that means we need to learn how temptation works. How does it work? James chapter 1, verses 14 to 15 lays it out. He says, but each one is tempted when he is carried away and enticed by his own lust. Then when lust has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And when sin is accomplished, it brings forth death. In those two verses, he gives you the pattern of temptation. The pattern of temptation always starts with desire. Enticed by his lust. The word lust means desire. What Satan does is he creates a craving for something outside of the will of God. He wants you to want it. In Adam and Eve in the garden, he told them, God told them, don't eat of the fruit in the midst of the garden. But when Satan talked to Eve, it says, when she saw, it was delightful and desirable and was able to make one wise, she ate it because he created desire. Those of you who go fishing know that you put the worm on the hook. You don't put the hook in the water without the worm because you don't want the fish to see the hook. You want the fish to be enticed by the worm. So you hide the worm on the hook so that the fish thinks it's getting a worm when it winds up being hooked up by something that it was enticed by. Satan always has a hook tied to the delicious thing he happens to be offering you. But Satan is not going to show you the hook. He's just going to show you how well it tastes until he gets you hooked. And when he gets you hooked, he reels you in order to slice you up. But he has to make it look good on the front end. When Satan is doing his work, his advertised price is always lower than the actual cost. And some of us can testify we've been hooked by the devil. We've been hoodwinked by the evil one. That dude was a smooth talking dude, looked like he was the right person until you got reeled in and messed up. So it is absolutely critical that you have the perspective of desire, and the desire leads, he says, to the disobedience.
Dr. Evans will have more on how we can find protection in prayer when he returns in just a moment to continue this message from his current series, The Lord's Prayer. This 8-part collection will teach you how to develop the same kind of intimacy Jesus had with the Father when he prayed. You can get a copy of this powerful series as our gift when you make a donation to help keep Tony's teaching here on this station. And as a special bonus, through Monday only, we'll include a copy of Tony's popular book, God is More Than Enough. In it, Dr. Evans explores Psalm 23 and the peace you can experience when you accept God as your shepherd and allow Him to meet all your needs. Again, this offer is only available for a few more days, so be sure to contact us right away. Visit us at tonyevans.org to get the details and make the arrangements. Or call us day or night at 1-800-800-3222 and let one of our team members help you with your resource request. I'll repeat that information for you after part two of today's message and this.
Whether you're facing a decision or a dilemma, it's smart to ask, what would Jesus do? But first you have to know what Jesus did and what God has to say about the situations you face. Well, if building your biblical foundation is your goal, the help you need is as close as your computer or mobile device, thanks to the Tony Evans Training Center. It's packed with online courses covering core concepts of the faith and in-depth scripture studies you can work through any time you want, at any pace you want. Along the way, you'll explore key teachings and learn how to apply them in real-world situations. There's lots of exclusive content from Tony to keep you interested and motivated, and an online forum where you can ask questions, get answers, and collaborate with other students. It's almost like having a seminary on your smartphone. Visit TonyEvans.org today and connect with the Tony Evans Training Center, where you can explore the kingdom anytime, anywhere.
Please notice something. In verse 15, he says, when lust has conceived, it gives birth to sin. So he talks about a pregnancy, conceiving. Notice, he didn't call the desire sin. Wanting chocolate cake is not the problem. You don't gain weight from wanting chocolate cake. You gain weight from eating chocolate cake. When the flesh wants to sin, it's because that's what the flesh wants to do. But when you make the decision to act on it, he says, that is when it's conceived. So, that raises a question. Here it is. What do I do? The prayer is, you pray, lead me not into anything I can't handle. Wherever you lead me, make sure I can handle it. And if I've already gotten caught by the devil, I've already sunk my mouth into the hook, and I'm hooked, I'm addicted, I'm struggling, or whatever it is, what do I do? Well, let me first tell you what you don't do. You don't give sin the attention that it asks for. Because all you're doing is reinforcing the problem you just said you want to deal with. What many people make the mistake is they spend so much time on the sin that they don't give proper time to the solution. Because the sin is in their face. The sin is all over them. The addiction is all over them. The problem is all over them. So they're thinking about it all the time and meditating all the time. They're seeing it all the time. So they're actually feeding the problem. They're feeding the sin. So here it is. Here is the secret, so to speak, to overcoming temptation that leads to sin, or getting out of the sin that you've already gotten caught in. It's in the same chapter, chapter 1 of James. He says in verse 16, do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. So he's talking to Christians. My beloved brethren. This is for Christians. Every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow. In the exercise of his will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, so that we would be a kind of first fruits among his creatures. You must change your focus. What you are focusing on will determine what will control you. Focus. He says, focus on four things. Number one, focus on the goodness of God. Every good and perfect gift cometh from above. When you see sin or the devil trying to tempt you to sin, or you're caught in sin, he says, recognize it, but that's not where you put your focus. We want you to put your focus on how good God has been to you. You're going to see the goodness of God. How do you focus on the goodness of God? You enter into a time of thanksgiving. Lord, I want to thank you that you did this. Thank you that when I was almost killed, you saved my life back there. Thank you for this. Thank you for that. I want to thank you for your good. Yeah, I got this sin problem. I got this Satan problem. But I'm going to look at God. I just want to enter into a season of thanksgiving on the goodness of God. Number two, focus on the faithfulness of God. He said, because in God there is no shifting shadow. That's why a verse you need to memorize and recite over and over and over again is 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. It says, and God is faithful. who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but will with the temptation provide you a way of escape so that you will be able to endure it. With the temptation will come the way of escape. Not after the temptation. He says, I'm going to give you, when I give you the temptation, at the very same time, I'm going to give you an exit sign. The only way to finish a test or to get victory in the temptation, he says, is you must go through it. You can't get from where you are to where God wants you without going through the development. You can't get from Egypt to Canaan without going through the wilderness. But as you go through the testing and as you go through the temptation, he knows when to rain down manna. He knows when to get water out the rock. He knows when to throw wood so that you can get something to drink. He knows where to lead you to the springs of Elim. He knows every spot along the way as long as you don't let the devil detour you. The third thing, you focus on his goodness, you focus on his faithfulness. Then he says you focus on his word. Verse 18, in the exercise of his will, he brought us forth by the word of truth. You focus on what God says, not how you feel. You focus on what God says, not how you think. You focus on what God says, not what everybody else has to say. And finally, the fourth thing, you focus on his perspective. Look at the end of that verse. I don't want you to miss this. His perspective, he says, so that, verse 18, we would be a kind of first fruits among his creatures. Oh, first fruits. We normally talk about first fruits for giving, giving your tithe, your first fruits. But he's not talking about money here. He says, you are the first fruits. The first fruit was the cream of the crop. It's what you offered God first because it was viewed as the most precious. It was honoring God to give God first. It gives him honor. So he says that you are first fruits. In other words, don't let the devil dial back your dignity. You're not just another man or another woman or another boy or girl. You first fruits. That means you cream of the crop. That means you're a prince or a princess, a king or a queen. Don't let the devil treat you like you are nothing and a nobody. You're God's special person. You belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He says the devil is trying to dumb you down to be last fruits when I view you as my cream of the crop. You're my first fruits. So since you're that special, act like you're special. Walk like you're special. Talk like you're special. Think like you're special. Have God's view of you, not even your view of you. Even if you think you are nothing, I think I'm nothing, but God, you say I'm something, so I'm gonna go with you. I'm your first fruits. So I'm here to tell you today that God is a delivering God. Psalm chapter 50, verse 15 says he delivers. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 17 and 18, Paul says, I'm looking for God to deliver me. He can deliver you from circumstances, situations, people, and the devil.
Dr. Tony Evans, with an encouraging reminder of God's presence and protection, is part of his current teaching series, The Lord's Prayer, and you can get the complete compilation of messages on CD and digital download as our thank you gift when you make a contribution to help keep Tony's ministry here and on other stations around the world. As I mentioned earlier, if you contact us and make a donation before the end of the day Monday, we'll also be able to include a copy of his powerful book, God is More Than Enough. Just get in touch and make your request before this special offer runs out. You can get all the information and make your donation online at tonyevans.org or call us at 1-800-800-3222. Our resource center is open 24/7, so there's no need to wait. Again, that's 1-800-800-3222. We often picture prayer as something we do with our head bowed, our eyes closed, and our hands neatly folded. Dr. Evans says Jesus painted a very different picture with the Lord's Prayer, and he'll tell us about that on Monday. I hope you'll join us. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative. and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.